Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Vav Sanhedrin 6. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a fundamental dispute regarding how a judge should approach a case that is in front of the judge. Should the judge seek to figure out the proper ruling, the true ruling, and therefore rule that way and make one person entirely innocent and one entirely guilty? Or should the judge seek to mediate a compromise? What should be the role of the judge when people come before this judge? So the Gemara calls a compromise Peshara or Bitsua. And the Yad Ramah points out that the term Bitsua is actually a negative term from Gezela or Shavira, from breaking something, from breaking the law, or actually stealing from somebody. Because by trying to find a compromise in the matter, you're actually not figuring out who is correct, but rather you're hurting the position of the person who's really money it is to begin with, or who's really has the law on their side. So in this context, the Gemara cites a braisa with four different opinions about how do we interpret a verse from Psalms chapter 10, verse 3, which discusses the word botzea, which is similar to our word that we're talking about compromise, which is bitsua. And in Psalms chapter 10, verse 3, it says, uvotzea berech nietz Hashem, which literally means one who blesses a botzea is actually reviling or cursing God. So the Gemara records four positions. The first position is that of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says, Aser l'vtzoa. He says, it's prohibited to make a compromise. If you're the judge and people come before you, it is prohibited to make a compromise. We'll see that the Gemara offers qualifications of this later on Dav Zayin, but that is his initial pure statement. And he says, not only that, v'chol habotzei, whoever makes a compromise as a judge, harei zechote, is committing a great sin. And furthermore, kol ha-mevarech ha-zabotzei, whoever blesses this compromiser, harei zemenites, is really cursing God. Val zenema, one who makes a compromise, and somebody who blesses the person who's making a compromise is actually reviling God. What should you do if you're the judge? No, your role, according to Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, should not be to make a compromise. Ela yikov adin es ahar. The justice shall overturn the litigants, meaning even if the litigant thinks that, you know, is crying for mercy, the justice should be what the judgment is all about. As it states, Ki hamishpat l'Elokim hu. The judgment is for God. And so too Moshe says, Yikov adin es ahar. About Moses, we're told, he was one who said, let the justice overturn the litigants. Let it go right through the litigants. But about Aaron, it said, Oev shalom v'rodev shalom. Aaron loved peace and he pursued peace. Umesim shalom ben adam l'chavero. Aaron was one who brought peace between his fellow friends, as it says, Torah's emes haisa b'fihu va'avla lo nimtza b'sfasav. The Torah of truth was in his mouth, but the iniquity was not found in his lips. And it says about Aaron that he went and he brought people back from their sin. So Aaron was a person who pursued compromise and peace, but Moshe was the one who brought out justice. That is the first approach that Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says it is prohibited to compromise. Comes along Rabbi Elazar and he says, no, the verse means something else entirely. It refers to somebody who steals wheat and grinds it and then bakes it. And then what does he want to do? He wants to take challah and give it as a gift to the Kohen, fulfill the mitzvah of challah. So about such a person, says Rabbi Elazar, Keitze mevarech, how are they going to make a blessing? Einze mevarech, this is not a blessing to God. Elamenoites, this is something that's a revulsion to God. Somebody who commits a sin and then wants to steal something and on that thing that they stole want to say a blessing? About this it states, Botzea beirech nietz Hashem. In point of fact, there's a dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid about whether or not in such a case, should you, we know that it's the blessing is a curse, but should you actually make the blessing? The Rambam says no, and the Ravid says actually you should still make the blessing, but it's the blessing is not accepted by God. And then we come to the third approach. The third approach is that of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, what does this mean? Lo nemar botzea l'kineged Yehuda, that the verse botzea berach nietz Hashem refers to the actions of Judah, because when all the brothers had thrown Joseph in the pit and they were planning to kill him, Judah said, ma betza, what do we gain? Kinaroges achinu, what do we gain if we kill our brothers? Instead, what should we do? We should sell him. And that's how Joseph was sold and went down to Egypt. So we see from here that this was a bad thing. And the Torah Chaim says, don't say let's praise Judah for saving living the life of Joseph, because it's a mitzvah haba averet. The mitzvah came about as a result of a sin. He should have returned Judah to his father. Instead, he said, what do we gain out of this? And indeed, some say that the sin of Judah was that he didn't finish a mitzvah. He started the prospect of saving Judah. He started this process, but instead, he sold him and he interrupted the mitzvah. So what about the fact that Jacob praises Judah at the end of his life? Miterev b'niel, he says. So there's a dispute. Some say that really what's going on here is Jacob is praising Judah for not sinning further with Tamar, and in the incident of Tamar, Judah recognized that he had made a mistake. Others say no, that he was praising Judah for a limited action of saving Joseph, even though he didn't complete the entire mitzvah. But here it's very clear that according to Rabbi Meir, he says, don't say Judah did a good thing in saying, let's sell our brother, and even though he saved his life. Comes along the fourth approach, is Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. He says, mitzvah, so it's an absolute mitzvah from the Torah to try and make a compromise between the people before you. As it says, Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'shar reichem. It says, you shall find truth and peace. You shall judge in your gates. So how can we have mishpat and shalom? So says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Ezu mishpat sheyesh bo shalom. What is the mishpat which has peace? Ze bitzua. This is compromise. And that's why he says it's a great mitzvah, if you're the judge, to try and form a compromise between the people in front of you.